poll, plurality blamed Joe Biden for chaos in Afghanistan. By Hannah Blow on August 20, 2021. A plurality of U.S. voters blame President Joe Biden for the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan, a Morning Consult survey released Thursday found. The survey asked voters to identify whom they view as responsible for the situation in Afghanistan, which became more chaotic following the Taliban takeover of Kabul over the weekend. A plurality, or 43%, of all voters blame Biden for the situation from a domestic standpoint. A majority of Republicans, 64%, agree with that, as do 40% of independents and 28% of Democrats. Across the board, 27% blame former President George W. Bush, 27% blame Congress, 25% blame former President Donald Trump, 24% blame former President Barack Obama, and 10% blame U.S. citizens. Notably, a plurality of Democrats, 38%, blame Trump. The survey, taken August 16 to 19 among 1,999 registered voters, has a margin of error of +/2%. The survey also asked voters whom they blame for the crumbling situation but on a global basis. A majority, 65%, said the Taliban, followed by the Afghan government, 59%, Afghan military, 54%, the United States, 34%, United Nations, 22%, and European Union, 14%. Despite a plurality blaming Biden for the chaos in the country, independents have boosted support for his decision to withdraw from Afghanistan, jumping from 49% to 53% over the last week. Per the survey, the latest survey found that the share of voters who approve of the troop withdrawal has risen 4 percentage points to 53% since the August 13th to 16th poll, driven largely by independent voters who moved from the sidelines on the question. Over the course of a few days, the share of independent voters who approve of Biden's decision increased 11 points to 52%, while partisan support went largely unchanged. The survey comes as the Biden administration struggles to answer how many Americans are stranded in the country. State Department spokesman Ned Price dodged the question Thursday. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said he did not know the number of Americans trapped in Afghanistan.